We're talking today with Juan Hernandez, a city council candidate in Santa Rosa. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, you've been active in the business community, but you're trying to take a step over into the political side of things.
Yeah, I'm the new kid on the block. I've been around for quite a number of years here.
What has led you to want to be part of the race this time, be part of the council?
I think because we need to change to get jobs in. I've had to diversify in three businesses to try and keep above water.
And how would the city help you with doing that?
Well, I think the changing the mind frame of unfriendly business attitude to one of welcoming new business and reaching out to current businesses to see how to help them expand and grow.
And you bring some perspective from your time with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce to this.
Yes, because I've dealt with a lot of our members that have small businesses, needless to say, and because we also give courses teaching people computer technology, and that's great to have, but at the end of the course, I generally get the question, as it's great to have a computer, it's great to understand the technology, but where can I use it to get a job?
The city obviously isn't hiring a lot right now, so where do you see them making a difference in the employment picture?
Well, I think, again, encouraging local businesses, bringing outside businesses, but not waiting. That's one of my biggest things is waiting for some company to come here. We need to reach out and bring them in.
Is there a program you'd like to see that would be more proactive about that? How would that work?
Well, I mean, one of the biggest things right now that we need to do also is to be able to get to talk to our city employees to get their ideas on how we can streamline a lot of our processes to get those entrepreneurs to be able to get up and running sooner and be able to create those jobs.
So it's more about the initiation of business or courting business or supporting those that are already here?
I think it's everything. It's not just a one-pronged solution. I mean, there has to be several ways to look at a thing. To be able to just say, I want to court business to come here is great, but then what about the local businesses here now? We need to be able to support them.
And the goal, of course, is to increase the tax base through their growth.
Well, of course. I mean, a lot of our services are being cut. A perfect example, I believe, was in the paper yesterday about, 600 applicants for 60 jobs at In-N-Out Burger? That's a statement right there.
In the larger economic picture, it's going to take revenues to do this. Are there other sources that you'd like to see the city pursue in terms of bolstering the bottom line?
Well, again, reevaluating or looking at every single budget item that we have to be able to see if we have taken a look at everything, make sure that there is no, I'm not going to say excess, but just to reevaluate and again, see if we can streamline so we can save money and maybe bring some of those services back online for such as public safety and services that the citizens require.
A lot of cities, including Santa Rosa, are grappling with pension issues right now. Where would you like to see the city move on that?
Well, that's one of the things that we've actually reached out, to talk with some of the pension personnel to say, will you agree to sit down and just talk? And that was one of our biggest surprises that they said, no one's talked to us, no one's reached out to us. And yes, we'd in a good faith environment, come down, sit down, and let's see what we can do.
Any personal passions you'd like to advocate on the council?
Getting jobs.
First and foremost.
Exactly.
Juan Hernandez is a candidate for the Santa Rosa City Council on November 2nd. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.